今天很高兴能够介绍 David 牧师。我来 David 的时候，那我们 David 的几位牧师就在一起祷告，每个月一次，所以我们已经大概有十多年了。那 David 的牧师是在 UC Davis 毕业以后，在 Oregon 的神学院读完书以后，他就在 Davis First Baptist Church 大卫市的这个第一华人浸信会当大学生牧师，当了22年这样。所以他在主的中心，那22年以后呢，他就到 Sacramento 有一个 Western 的神学院，在那里教书，教了3年。他在教书的时候，我们教会的有一个英文堂的牧师离开了，那就在2003年，他在我们教会当1年的英文堂的牧师。那在当牧师的时候，他就想起他以前牧师的这个喜乐，所以他就从神学院再回来牧会就在 UCC University Covenant Church 做这个 Executive Pastor， 就是管理这个牧师同工在教会执行的执行牧师。那所以很关心很造就这些新来的牧师这样。那他在几年前退休以后，他以前是跑长跑的这样，马拉松跑长跑的，医生说你不要再跑了这样膝盖会坏掉这样，所以他就开始骑脚踏车这样。他去年2019年骑了6000个 mile 这样，可以从这里骑到纽约再骑回来这样。所以他真是我是觉得他是信仰跟生活非常平衡的一个牧师这样。更有意思的，他们弟兄四个兄弟每年有一次的运动比赛，打网球、打高尔夫球，还有打什么球这样。所以两个哥哥对两个弟弟这样，所以你可以看到他在这个信仰上非常的对主忠心，但是也在生活上也很 enjoy 他这个生活的这个乐趣这样。我们今天很高兴请 David 牧师上来。今天很高兴师父这个师母也一起来到他。
Well, thank you, Pastor Mundy. I have no idea what you just said, but I was listening.
不知道
你
在说什么，但是蛮有意思的。
And since you are my good friend, I imagine you said nice things.
说的是好的，这样我们两个人也是好朋友，这样在一起十多年，一起祷告，然后我们也一起打网球，这样。
So, you are so nice. Several months ago, you gave me this really cool Chinese tie.
我送给他这个中国的领带的。
It's great being back with you at Avis Chinese Christian Church.
就是很高兴能够回到 BCCC.
One of the highlights of being involved in pastoral ministry for 41 years was being able to serve 7 months here as the part-time interim English pastor back in 2003.
我40几年来的牧会的工作当中啊，我真是很高兴能够有7个月的时间在 Davis 的教会服事。
I love being here, and I love the great Sunday lunches every week.
很高兴能来到这里，而且每星期我们有这个主日的这个 free 的这个中餐。
Sue and I are looking forward to joining you for lunch again today.
来，一起跟我们一起吃饭。今天是 Livingstone 煮这个好吃的，对。
As Pastor Mon, you may have mentioned, I retired six years ago, and one of my favorite things in retirement is to hang out with our kids and with our 6 grandchildren.
已经退休了6年，这样，所以他很高兴，就是说在退休以后有多一点的时间跟他6个孙子女们在一起。
We just spent a month in Southern California with them, celebrating Christmas and New Year's.
他们在圣诞节的时候在南加州有1个月的时间跟他们的孙儿女们在一起。
We had a great time with them, but you know, sometimes When you spend time with extended family or with friends, sometimes conflict can arise.
我们高兴跟我们的儿女们、跟亲属在一起，但是你跟我们跟亲属在一起的时候，时间久了总是有一点摩擦或者是冲突。Just
ask me sometimes about our great white elephant Christmas gift exchange controversy with my six siblings that extended 4 months.
再说一次，还有七个兄弟姐妹这样，所以他们可能要交换礼物，就是什么矛盾冲突，所以就是延后了5个小时。Am I right?
Conflict arises because we have different ways of doing things, or different expectations, or different personalities.
冲突也会造成，因为有时候我们的期望、我们的这个个人的个性还有盼望都不一样。That
kind of conflict is well reflected in a letter that was written to dear Abby, an advice columnist.
这样的冲突就常常在这个生活上会产生，所以在这个专栏的这个作家的这个辅导上有一个这样的文章。The
letter said, "Dear Abby, I had a special guest in my home. I wanted to do the right thing, you know, to be the perfect hostess. He deserved it. I started to fix an elaborate meal instead of helping my sister entertain the guest while I slaved away in the kitchen.
我有一个特别的客人要到我的家这样，我要做一个很对的事情，我知道我要成为一个完美的这个女主人这样，因为这客人是值得我这样招待他的这样，所以我就开始准备这个美好的晚餐这样，那我的妹妹嘛。 却跟客人在聊天也不来帮忙这样，我却一个人在这个厨房里面好像奴役一样的服侍这样。They
talked and laughed together while I did the work. She never even offered to help. I interrupted their conversation and asked my guest to tell my sister to do her duty and come helping. My guest, for whom I was fixing the meal, suggested that my sister had done the right thing by staying with him. Was I wrong for being upset? What should I have done? Signed, slave in my own kitchen.
他们这个我妹妹跟我的这个客人，他们聊天谈话啊欢笑这样，那我一个人在厨房，他妹妹从来没有想说要来帮助我这样，所以我就打断他们的这个谈话，来告诉这个客人，请他帮告诉我的妹妹，请他来帮忙这样，我的客人竟然对我说这样啊，那个。 他认为我的妹妹这样做是对的，这样，那我应该留下来跟他谈话，这样。你说我错了吗？这样，我真是很搞不清楚，这样，那我应该怎么做呢
？How would you have answered the letter signed by a slave in my own kitchen? Here's Abby's answer.
你想你要怎么回答这个人写这个信来说我是在厨房里面的一个奴隶一样？ 对，Abby就这样的回答。
No, you were not wrong for being upset. You had every right to be annoyed, and anyone in your same circumstances would have felt the same way. Your sister was irresponsible and insensitive to you. Your guest was totally out of line for suggesting that you were the one in error, and in my opinion, doesn't deserve a second opinion. A second invitation.
哎，我想。 这样的这个不高兴是不是不对的？这样啊，那你有所有的这个权利啊，觉得这个被这个搅扰或者是不开心这样，每一个人在你的这个情况下也都会跟你有同样的感觉。你的这个妹妹真是不负责这样，不敏锐的这感受到你的体会这样，你的客人真是完全的这个走样了这样啊，还建议你说啊，这个是你的错啊，那我想哦。
Now, if Abby ever received such a letter, I imagine she responded in that exact way.
就是 Amy 有收到这样的信的问题的时候，她也会以同样的方式来回答这位问问题的人。
How many of us would have answered in a similar way?
我们在座的是不是也会同样回答这样的这样以这样来回答？
Our perspective might change, however, if we knew who the special guest was.And what he had to say about the matter.
我们的观念可能会改变，让我们知道这个客人是一个怎样的客人。
Let's how Jesus responded to a similar situation.
那我们来看一下耶稣啊，怎么样来啊回应同样的情形。
In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we read, and I know you just read this earlier, but let me read it again.And it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered,You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better and will not be taken from her. And I know you have the Mandarin on the screen there as well. So Pastor Bondi said there's not a need to read it or translate it again. Let's try to look at this event in Luke 10 from Martha's perspective.
来看路加福音啊，第十章从马大的这个角度来看
，Martha would have loved to hang out with Jesus, but there was work to be done. After all, when Jesus came, the 12 disciples came with him.
马大一定也想啊跟耶稣在一起啊谈话这样，但是这个耶稣来的时候，有十二个这个门徒跟随他一起来。
Randy Alcorn suggests that this meant26 extra feet needed to be washed.
所以就有十三个人来到做客，所以总共有26只脚要洗。
Sleeping accommodations need to be arranged because when traveling dinner guests came, they always stayed overnight.
这些旅行的人来到我们的家，怎么预备这个睡觉的地方呢？
Food needed to be prepared for 13 hungry men.
13个饥饿的男人啊，这个食物也要准备啊。
A lot had to be done, all without a vacuum, an oven, microwave, refrigerator, freezer, or even running water.
很多事情是需要做的，但是却没有这个吸尘器，也没有 microwave， 也没有冰箱，也没有这个冷冻库这样啊。
And today, if we receive a phone call from a friend or a relative who's in the area, and they say, we're only 15 minutes away from Davis, can we drop by? We might panic a little bit, but we know we can always pull a frozen lasagna, Costco lasagna, out of the freezer. We could order pizza. We could go to the grocery store and buy some ice cream.
比如说临时有人来说我们要来你们家住几天，那我们刚开始可能会很紧张，但是冷静下来以后，可能会到 Costco 去买这个lasagna这个面条哦，还有这个 pizza， 还有各样的东西这样 ，ice cream。
Martha couldn't just pick up something from the store。
马大没有办法马上就去那个店里买。
She would have to bake bread and fetch water from the well.
还要烤面包，还要去井里面取水。
There was so much work to be done, and it would take time.
有这么多的事情要做，而且需要时间。
I want to applaud Martha for her diligence, for her attention to detail, for her work ethic, for her sense of responsibility, for her sense of doing the right and polite thing.
我真是要很敬佩，或者是鼓励。这个马大这样，很这个心情，而且很注意这些细节的地方。
There's a lot to applaud in Martha, and I think it's unfortunate that oftentimes she gets a bad rap.
马大时代是有很多地方值得我们去赞扬的这样，但是往往他得到的是这个不好的名声，或者不好的责备。As
we continue in this passage, we see that there are some volatile emotions simmering in Martha. No one seemed to care. Where in the world was Mary? Why wasn't she helping? To Martha, Mary's behavior was sheer laziness and heightened insensitivity. It was so unfair.
我们继续看这个经文的时候，我们可以看到这个马大的这个心情，这个起伏不定这样。那他好像觉得没有人啊，好像关心这个事情这样。那他有时候就看到这个玛利亚，为什么他不来帮忙呢？这样啊，实在是从马大的眼中看，玛利亚实在是啊完全的这个懒惰这样，啊不太敏感，也不敏感这样，真是不公平。
Having put up with the situation far too long, Martha marched into the front room and said to Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
我想这个马大在这个情况下一阵子这样，他忍不住了，就从这个厨房冲到这个客厅里面这样，然后就是告诉这个主说，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在乎吗？请你吩咐他来帮助我。Tell
her Jesus to help me. Well, we cringe a little bit, right? Jesus, the Messiah, God himself, not the kind of person to whom one normally barks out orders.
可是耶稣告诉我的妹妹来帮助我，其实我们应该要有点畏缩这样，因为你知道耶稣是弥赛亚，是神他自己这样，不是
Martha was straightforward and direct. She did not sweep her feelings under the rug.
马大是很直截了当的讲，她没有把她的感受就扫在这个地毯底下把它盖起来。She
told Jesus exactly how she was feeling, and she was quick to give advice and orders, even to her Lord.
马大很直截了当的告诉了耶稣他的感受，这样很快的，而且给耶稣建议，而且给耶稣命令啊，耶稣要怎么做。In
Jesus's response, we learn as much about him as we do about Martha. We can imagine him gently and compassionately being compassionate when he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things." But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
在耶稣的回应当中呢，我们可以学习到很多这样，就怎么去回应这个马大这样。我们可以想象，很慈祥的，很gentle的，把他的手放在这个马大的身上，就告诉说。 马大，你为许多的事情思虑烦扰，但有一些不可少的事情，玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去。In
other words, Jesus is saying, Martha, I understand how you are feeling, and I can understand why.
从另外一个角度，耶稣是这么说的，就是马大，我知道你为什么这个不高兴啊。
I want you to know how much I appreciate your sincere service, and I know you mean to honor me by working so hard and doing the best you can.
我要你知道，我有多么样的感激你，为我这个来的这样的服侍这样，我知道你为了要荣耀我这样，要尊敬我这样，就是你准备了这么多东西，尽你的能力。
But Martha, you've allowed your work for me to distract you from your time with me.
但是马大，你却因着这些工作，就让你这个烦心，而 而且就没有机会啊跟我啊交谈。
Today, I would rather have your companionship than your service.
今天我宁可有你的陪伴，而不是你的服侍。
Today, I just want to talk with you and spend time with you.
今天我只要单单的跟你谈话，花一点时间跟你交谈。
I don't need another big meal. I've already fed the 5,000. Today, I just want to relax with my friends.
我不需要一个大的这个晚餐啊，我刚使5,000人吃饱这样。今天我只想安静下来，跟你一起有交谈。
I can imagine Martha thinking, but I have to do this work. I have no choice. It's not a matter of preference, it's a necessity.
像马大心里会想，我一定要，我必须做，必须要做这些事情，必须这么准备，而不是说我愿不愿意做，这些都应该要做。
Is that really true? She had no choice?
是真是这样吗？她没有其他的选择吗？
Couldn't Martha possibly have delayed dinner long enough to enjoy presence with Jesus?
马大是不是把这个晚餐把它移后一点，或花一点时间享受跟耶稣在一起的时间？
And perhaps if she had, she might have a different perspective as she went about her duties, and perhaps with the help of her sister.
所以他的这个想法可以有不同的想法，或者是说他也不需要期待那个妹妹一来帮忙这样。
Jesus said of Mary, "Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her."
耶稣说那个玛利亚选择了那上好的福分，这样是不能夺去的。
He does not say.That Mary is better than Martha.
耶稣不是说玛利亚比马大更好
，or that Martha's or that Mary's temperament is better than Martha's.
他不是说玛利亚的这个脾气比马大更好
，or that Mary is more spiritual than Martha.
而不是说玛利亚更属灵，比马大更属灵
，or even that it's always better to sit than it is to serve.
耶稣也不是说就是说宁可坐下来而不是去服侍这样。
No, there are times when we need to be serving, and there are times when we need to be sitting, listening to Jesus.
有时候我们需要坐下来，有时候我们也需要站起来去服侍。
Jesus modeled the importance of serving when he washed his disciples' feet, and when he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve."And to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣不是为门徒洗脚吗？对不对？耶稣说，人子来不是要服侍人，不是要被人服侍，而是要服侍人，而且最后把他的命舍了。
By the way, as Max Lucado suggests, this story easily could have been reversed.
有一个作者叫做Lucado， 他说这个故事可以。从一个反面的角度来看
，Mary could have been the one to get angry.
这个玛利亚可能是，她会生气的。
Mary could have resented Martha, and Mary could have told Jesus to tell Martha to quit being so productive and to get reflective.
这个玛利亚可能会站起来告诉耶稣说：“耶稣，你告诉这个马大。”不要这样的这个忙忙碌碌的这样叫他坐下来。
Why do I have to do all the praying around here?
为什么只有我一个人在这里祷告？他怎么都不搞祷告的
？On this occasion, Mary had made the better choice.
在这个情形下，这个玛利亚是做的最好的决定。
Jesus wants our fellowship, not just our service.
耶稣要我们的交通沟通而不是只要我们的这个服事。
In fact, it's our personal time with Jesus that fosters our most effective service for him.
当我们跟耶稣有亲密的交通的时候， 常常我们工作带出极大的效应。
In his booklet, My Heart, Christ's Home, Robert Munger envisioned Jesus saying these words to the Christian who neglects personal time with him.
有一个作者，他说他写了一本书，叫做《我的心是耶稣的家》。那他这本书就描述这个耶稣怎么告诉这些基督徒，他们忽略了跟耶稣有亲密的交通的时间。
He pictures Jesus saying these words, the trouble with you is this, you have been thinking of the quiet time, of the Bible study and prayer time as a factor in your own spiritual progress, but you have forgotten that this time means something to me also. Do not neglect this time, if only for my sake. Whatever else may be your desire, remember I want your fellowship.
就是你想常常想说，哎呀，我要跟神有一个安静的时间，我要灵修，我要祷告，那让我的这个属灵能够有增长这样。但是你不要忘记了，这个时间对我来说也是非常重要的这样啊，不要忽略了这样。这个时间是。因着我也很盼望跟你有这样的交通，这样，我要跟你有这样的亲密的这个交通的时间。
Mary had discovered that. I admire Mary for her devotion to sit at the Lord's feet, listening to Him.
玛利亚就发觉了这个事情，这样，所以我很欣赏玛利亚。能够专注的坐在耶稣的脚下来聆听。
She must have felt Martha's scornful glares and verbal and non-verbal rebukes, but she didn't let them distract her.
玛利亚一定感觉到马大的这个藐视或者是愤怒的这个眼神，这样，他的这口头或者是这个非言语上的这个责备，但是他。就是不要让这些来影响他。
Mary continued to sit.
玛利亚继续的坐在耶稣的脚前。
It's hard to continue doing something you feel called to do when others are questioning or criticizing, isn't it?
其实有时候是非常难的，就是说，我们感觉我们应该这样做，但是其他的人却不这么这样认为。
But that is exactly what Mary did. She sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said.
那玛利亚就是在这个时候就继续的坐在耶稣的脚前，继续听耶稣的这个话语，而不是理会到马大的这个看法。
I admire Mary for listening to Jesus with single-minded devotion.
实在很尊敬这个玛利亚能够。专一的来聆听耶稣的话语。
She could have been sitting at the table and listening.
其实玛利亚可以一边的这个在摆桌子也一边可以听啊。
Or cutting up fruit and listening.
她可以一边切这个水果也一边听也可以啊。
Or making tea and listening.
她也可以一边这个泡茶也一边听。
But no, she just sat and listened.
但是玛利亚却一直坐在那里来聆听。
Obviously, there are times when working and listening go on together, side by side.
有时候听跟做可以同时进行。
But there are many other times when we need to just sit and listen.
但是有的时候我们需要坐下来聆听。
Giving our full attention to what it is that God is saying to us.
把我们所有的这个眼光注目在耶稣聆听他。
Like Martha, we convince ourselves that there is something else we need to do before we spend time with Jesus.
其实我们常常像马大一样，我们告诉自己，我有很多事情需要做。
We rationalize away spending time with God by thinking, I just have to play this game or watch this game first.
我常常自己心里能够这么想，就说，哎，我必须玩的这个computer game然后再来聆听。
I just have to check my text messages and email first.
我先要 check 我手机上的这个信息。
I just have to check Facebook and Instagram first.
你需要check 这个 Facebook 跟 Instagram first.
I just have to get your midterms first.
需要期中考先考完再说。
I just have to graduate first.
需要毕业再说。
I just have to find a job first.
我需要先找到工作。
I just have to plan our vacation first.
需要预备我的这个假期再说。
I just have to finish this project first.
需要完成这个任务。
I just have to wait until my kids grow up first.
需要等到我的小孩子长大以后。
I just have to retire first.
需要退休以后再说，还有时间。
I just have to write the sermon first.
我需要先把这个讲稿讲完。
I just have to prepare this dinner first.
我需要预备这个晚餐。
And then we come to the end of our rope, and we may cry out like Martha, "Lord, don't you care that I'm overwhelmed with all this work?"
当我们走到这个绳子的尽头的时候，我们常常跟像马大一样说：“主啊，你难道没有看到吗？这么多人怎么都不来帮忙呢？”
Tell my husband, tell my wife, tell my kids, tell my parents, tell my roommates, tell my coworkers, tell somebody to help me.
告诉我的丈夫，告诉我的妻子，告诉我的儿女，告诉我的同事，告诉我的朋友们来帮忙我。
And the Lord may respond to us in the same way that He responded to Martha.
其实我们的主常常能会以同样的回应马大的回应来回应我们。
My dear child, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one is needed.
我的儿女们烦恼、担忧、担心，但是我有一件事情是必须的。
I want you to spend time with me, and I want to spend time with you.
我需要你花时间跟我在一起，我也要花时间跟你在一起。
It's incredible to realize that Jesus actually wants to spend time with us, and we get to spend time with Him.
是难想象，就是说耶稣要我们跟他在一起，花时间跟他在一起，而且我们也要花时间跟他在一起。
It's a want to, not a have to.
是要而不是必须这样。
It's a on our part. It's a get to, not a have to.
是好像有一种那个渴慕而不是说必须这样。
What does spending time with Jesus really look like?
花时间跟耶稣在一起是什么样的情形呢？
After all, Jesus is no longer on the earth in bodily form.
耶稣现在已经不是在地上。
Yes, we know from Scripture that Jesus is always with us and He will never leave us or forsake us.
我们从圣经里面知道，耶稣一直跟我们在一起，他不会遗弃我们。
I believe that Jesus is present with us this morning and He's speaking to us.
我相信耶稣在这个时候就跟我们在一起，而且跟我们讲话。
We're not always aware of His presence, and we're not always attentive to what it is that He's saying to us.
我们可能没有警觉到他跟我们在一起，可能也没有注意到他跟我们讲些什么话。
One of the things I love about this church building is that you have this clear window, and as you look out today, you can see the wind blowing through the trees, a reminder of God's incredible power.
我特别喜欢这个教会，就是说这个教会有这个窗户，你可以看到这个窗，你可以看到这个风在吹动。
And the Holy Spirit is often described in terms like the wind.
这个圣灵常常用这个风来代表。
While we're not always aware of Jesus' presence, I do believe that He is speaking to us, but as I said before, we're not always attentive to what it is that He's saying.
相信耶稣每时每刻都跟我们在一起，但是我们可能没有感受到，或者是没有注意到他跟我们讲些什么话。
For example, this morning, Jesus may have been speaking to us when the choir sang that amazing song about God's love, and we found within us a response of overwhelming joy and heartfelt worship.
我们就感受到这个神借助这个诗歌，诗班的诗歌跟我们讲话。
God may have been speaking to us during a time of prayer or silence or while singing, and somehow we found ourselves prompted to pray for those suffering from the coronavirus and to pray for the doctors and the medical researchers who are looking for cures.
所以我们就在安静的时候在祷告的时候，圣灵就提醒我们为这些武汉的这个病毒这些受害者、病人或者是医生来祷告，盼望这些研究的人能够找到这个医疗的药。Certainly,
the clearest way that Jesus speaks to us is through His Word.
耶稣很清楚地借着他的话来跟我们讲话，圣经来跟我们讲话。And
I know that many of you here every day spend time reading a portion of the Word and praying to Him.
知道我们在这当中，许多人可能每天就花一点时间来念一段的经文，来祷告。I
have found it helpful at times in my life to read and pray through one of the Psalms.
在我的生命当中，我常常有时候感受到，就是当我念诗篇的时候，在念的时候，就好像那是借着那个诗篇，我就祷告。When
I was in Southern California and I forgot to bring some of my devotional books, on January 1st, I decided to read through and pray through Psalm chapter 1.
当我在1月份到南加州的时候，我忘记了带了我的这个灵修小册子。 但是所以我就决定每天读一章的诗篇。And
on January 2nd, I prayed through Psalm chapter 2.
1月1号我读诗篇，1章2号我就读诗篇第二章，那就成为我的祷告。I
found in my own life that I can repeat that whole process for a month. In fact, for 5 months, because it was 150 psalms, you do for 5 months without even repeating a song.
在我的生命的当中，我经历过，如果每天你读一篇诗篇的话，你要5个月，有150篇，所以每天你读一篇诗篇，你5个月当中，你不用重复读同样的诗篇。When
I read through the word, I like to pray. Really, it's a prayer from Psalms that says, "Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see wondrous truths from your word."
我在思想的时候，就诗篇就是说，开启我的眼，我可以看到你奇妙的话语的宝贵。I
find it incredibly helpful at times to read the Bible in different translations, gain different perspectives.
有时候我就读不同翻译的圣经的版本。 从不同的翻译圣经的版本，可以看到不同的圣经的角度。I
find it helpful to read Christian devotional books and gain insights about things that I would not have thought about otherwise.
可以读这个基督徒的这个属灵的这个灵修小册子，也得到很多的帮助。And
most recently, I have found great benefit in spending time with Jesus. By going on prayer walks, not necessarily on days like today, but going on prayer walks, listening to worship songs.
所以有时候我就有这个 prayer walk， 一边走路，一边祷告，然后聆听这些赞美的诗歌。
Normally, I just sing along silently with the words.
通常我就一边听，一边在心里面。
Because I don't want to freak out other people walking on the green belt. But every so often, I just can't help myself, and I find myself busting out singing loudly a song.
But 门什么时候禁不住就唱起来了，跟这些诗歌我就一直唱起来。
And I'm sure people are thinking, what is the matter with that guy? But you know, there's not just one right way to spend time with Jesus. Your church website has lots of resources.
Davis 教会的这个网络上有很多的资料资源。
It lists Bible reading plans.
有这个读经的计划的这个计划。
There's a link to different Bible translations.
也有link到其他的这个不同版本的这个圣经。
There's a link to a number of great Christian devotional books.
而且有这个link到其他的这个各种版本的这个灵修的这个。
And there's a link to wonderful Christian songs. I discovered yesterday when I was looking at your church website that you actually have a verse of the day posted. What a great idea! Yesterday's verse was.Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
昨天的经文就是爱你的敌人，为那些逼迫你的人祷告。
Not a bad verse to meditate upon amidst all the divisions in our country and our world.
这是一个非常好的经文，特别在今天的这个国家很多的这个不同的好像要分裂的那种感觉这样。
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be great if everyone meditated for 5 minutes about loving our enemies and praying for them?And seeking to live that out.
哎，假如每一个人能够花五分钟来思想这句话默想这句话，爱我们的仇敌，为他们祷告。
Meditating for 5 minutes a day on the verse of the day on your website is not a bad way to begin spending time with God.
每天默想每天的经文，这是一个。对，跟耶稣交谈的一个非常好的开始。
Do you know what today's verse of the day is?
那今天的经文是什么吗
？I'm not going to tell you. spending time with Jesus is so important that I want to encourage each of us, with God's help, to make a commitment to spend.At least 5 minutes a day with Jesus.
每天花时间与主在一起是非常重要的。我盼望你能够今天就有一个决定，愿意每天花五分钟的时间跟主交谈。
In reality, it's a matter of priorities and choices, isn't it?
其实这是每天的一个优先的顺序。而且也是我们的选择。
Like Mary and Martha, we have a choice to make.
那马大和玛利亚这个故事也告诉我们，我们有一个选择，我们要做决定。
I'm sure that my wife Sue would say that she identifies far more with Martha than she does with Mary.
我想我的妻子 Sue 她一定的跟马大的那个观念非常的赞同这样。
But I can't think of anyone I know who is more faithful in spending time every day with God than Sue.
我还没有遇见一个人比我太太更忠心的每天要跟神交通的。
Every day, normally about 5:30, she grabs a cup of coffee and goes into the living room to spend time with Jesus.
每天大概5:30的时候就。拿一杯咖啡进到客厅里面花时间跟耶稣在一起。
And when I asked Sue, what is it that motivates you every day to spend that time with him? She said, well, I just picture Jesus sitting on my couch and I don't want to keep him waiting.
当Ben问这个Sue的时候，他说每天你这么早起来有什么样的这个动力让你能够这么早起来花时间跟耶稣在一起这样。 书的回答就是说，我的想象就是耶稣坐在我客厅的沙发上，我不要让他继续在那里一直等着。
Jesus is sitting on my couch, and they don't want to keep him waiting. Look, what a great picture! And that picture in Sue's mind brings her back day after day, because she doesn't want to keep Jesus waiting.
在这个一个图画当中，就是耶稣坐在这客厅的沙发上，所以Sue就不愿意让耶稣继续在那里一个人单独在那里等，所以他每天就有一个动力去。
And you know what? You don't have to come to Sue's house to spend time with Jesus. That's good news for you, and that's good news for us. Because Jesus is sitting on your couch. And at your table. And at your desk.
在你的工作的那个桌子上。
And in your room.
在你的房间里面。
And at your school.
在你的学校。
And on your bus.
在你的这个公车上。
And in your office.
在你的办公室上。
And on your bicycle.
在你的自行车上还是脚踏车还是自行车？
And in your car.
在你的车子里面。
And he is there every day, not just early in the morning, but also late at night, and all the times in between too. Let's not keep him waiting. Let's pray. It may be that many of you desire to spend some time alone with God every day, even if it is only for 5 minutes a day. If that is a desire, I'd like to pray for you. If you're willing to commit yourself to seeking to spend time with God every day with His help, please raise your hand up and then down.
或许你有期望每天跟主同在，大概有5分钟的时间跟他交谈一下。假如你有这样的这个愿望的话，我会为你祷告，这样，你愿意有这个承诺，寻求主的帮助，明天跟他有这样的交谈，有他的帮助，请你举起你的手来，举起以后又可以放下来。
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus, thank you that you want us to spend time with you, and that you want to spend time with us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。你要我们花时间跟你交谈，而且你也要我们你也想跟我们一起交谈。
With your help and by your grace, may this season be a time in which we experience fellowship with you in a special way.
有你的帮忙，有你的恩典，我们在这个季节当中，我们能够经历你的同在，跟你有美好的交谈。
I especially pray for those of us who have made a commitment to spend time with you every day. We acknowledge that we can't do it on our own. We need your help and we need your grace. Please keep bringing us back to you, knowing that you care for us and that you're waiting for us.
请你把我们带到你的身边，知道你关心我们，你等待我们。
In your name we pray. Amen.
这样祷告，耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. 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 Great to be with you this morning.
高兴。接你的小孩子在读学。